Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 11th, 2020. I'm George Henry. About 30 Florence residents and others were out supporting the local police as well as Lane County Sheriff's Office and the Oregon State Police in a show of solidarity in light of all the negative attention that has been on social media against law enforcement. In the rain, supporters waved flags and held signs with messages of support for Florence police and Oregon law enforcement. Arrow Legends owner Terry Tominey was one of those supporters.
I'm very impressed with how many people turned out here to support. There was very little word given out, but a lot of people have turned here to support, and it's been really encouraging to hear all the people going by waving and beeping.
Tominey said the group was planning on being out for about an hour or so. Supporters were on all four corners of the intersection of Highway 101 and Highway 126. Where recently Black Lives Matter protesters had been out, there were no BLM signs visible yesterday. The choice of how school will look to students in the fall will largely fall upon the Siuslaw School District Board and the Mapleton School District Board. The Oregon Department of Education outlined three possible scenarios for the fall and include in-person classes, distance learning, or a combination of the two. ODE, along with the Oregon Health Authority, released a 47-page plan for the upcoming school year, which included detailed safety instructions and health protocols. Facilities around the state all have unique differences, which is why the ODE is allowing each community school district to decide the proper way forward. In a letter to educators and the public, Colt Gill of the ODE said physical distancing and hygiene are the best tools available to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, but feels confident that schools can implement protocols to allow for a return to in-class studies. 72 new coronavirus cases have been reported by the Oregon Health Authority. The new total exceeds the 5,000 mark with a total of 5,060. No new deaths are associated with yesterday's report. Lane County numbers remain at 80, but they are reporting two presumptive cases. There are only five active cases in the county at the moment, with 77 that have recovered from the virus. Multnomah County still has the largest number of cases reported, and 32 of the cases reported yesterday are from there. Oregon's gas prices have jumped 6 cents in the past week as demand for gas increases across the state and the nation. In Florence, the average price of a gallon of regular gas has climbed to $2.40 a gallon. The average price over the past 5 years in Oregon has been above the $3 mark, so drivers are still seeing a significant savings, though prices, according to AAA Oregon's Marie Dodds, are on the rise. If you happen to be one of the drivers that are currently holding an expired license, the Oregon Department of Motor Vehicle is extending the citation moratorium through October 1st. Drivers can begin making appointments for renewal of your license, ID cards, and inspections. You can request an appointment by visiting OregonDMV.com. That's Coast Radio News for Thursday, June 11th, 2020.